From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. World powers announce a new peace effort aimed at ending the Syrian civil war. The process, led by the United Nations, includes talks between Syrian government and opposition forces and also will explore a ceasefire that would still allow strikes against terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura outlined the plans in a news conference Friday in Vienna. Kerry said even though the parties disagree on some issues, the U.N. process is an important step in the right direction.
And that is the significance of the decision that was really made here today, was that even though we acknowledge the difference, we know it is urgent to get to the table and to begin the process of real negotiations.
The plan does not say what should become of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Kerry spoke just hours after the White House announced that it will send fewer than 50 U.S. Special Forces commandos to northern Syria. They will coordinate local Syrian rebel fighter movements with U.S.-led coalition efforts. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the move does not mark the beginning of a U.S. combat mission in Syria.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to taking the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
The deployment marks the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports that migrant deaths on the Mediterranean Sea routes to Europe are breaking previous records. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, more than 3,300 people have died so far this year.
The International Organization for Migration reports deaths off the Greek islands, notably Lesbos and Samos, have surged with the cold weather setting in. It estimates 435 men, women, and children have died on the eastern Mediterranean route linking Turkey to Greece in the last 3.5 weeks. The past few days have been replete with shipwrecks and deaths. IOM describes Wednesday, October 28th, as the deadliest day in the Mediterranean waters this year. The UN Refugee Agency warns the seaborne death toll will continue to rise as long as thousands of refugees are forced to make these perilous journeys to escape war and persecution. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Somalia's president says authorities are investigating a plane crash and the fate of survivors apparently taken captive by the militant group al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud told VOA's Somali service in an interview Friday that the plane had fallen into the hands of what he called bandits or militiamen who kidnapped the passengers. The small plane was carrying between 9 and 11 people who have not been identified. Sources speaking on condition of anonymity say that the aircraft was chartered by contractors who were working with security operations in Somalia. U.S. President Barack Obama says a 2-year government spending plan that Congress completed early Friday morning is a responsible one and that he will sign it as soon as it reaches his desk. The U.S. Senate passed the spending plan early Friday morning. The House had approved it on Wednesday. The new plan limits the overall size of the U.S. budget to about $4 trillion a year through March 2017. It also extends the government's borrowing authority to that point, eliminating the possibility that the United States could default on the nation's long-term debt obligations. Researchers say they have come up with a way to make cancer surgeries more effective. Scientists at Oregon State University say a substance known as silicon naphthalocyanine, that is, makes cancer cells grow in near-infrared light. Researchers say it's like giving doctors an extra pair of eyes when doing cancer surgery. On Wall Street, stock prices ended Friday's trading lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 dropped 0.5%. The NASDAQ fell 0.4%. European and Asian markets closed mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.